Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. This is Catherine Sayo. I'm the founder and director of Lipedema Simplified, executive director of the Lipedema Project, and here with our flash briefings. Today's flash briefing is with Brenda Gold, our wellness coach.
This is Brenda Gold. I've been a registered Canadian physiotherapist, an Iyengar yoga instructor, a Qigong teacher, a medical acupuncturist, and a coach in emotional freedom techniques. I'm a lady with lipedema, and I am a lipedema wellness coach. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the importance of befriending yourself. Rick Hansen, the current world expert in wellness, psychology, neuroscience, and practice, has called befriending yourself the first essential step on the path to well-being. It is indeed the first step in living well with lipedema. Only when you establish yourself as your own BFF can you begin to make the everyday choices that will lead you into your best life with lipedema. Many of my fellow experts and coaches on the Lipedema Flash Briefings will tell you about the latest research on diet and on the physiology of lipedema, and I will too. But the funny thing is, in wellness psychology, the latest psychological research will often take us back to the oldest wisdom. This is the case with befriending yourself. Over 2,000 years ago now, there lived in the Middle East two of the most influential spiritual leaders in history. Both of them spoke about the principles of love of God, love of neighbor, and love of self. They are Hillel, recognized as the founder of Rabbinic Judaism, and Jesus of Nazareth, whose life and teachings form the basis of Christianity. Both base their teaching on the Torah, Hebrew writings that spoke of loving yourself as a basis for loving others. Hillel, in particular, thought about the importance of loving oneself and is remembered as making the following statements about befriending oneself. Hillel said, "If I am not for myself, who will be for me? And if not now, when?" What a modern translation might say is, "If I can't be my own best friend forever, who can be? If I'm going to be my best friend forever, now is the time to start." We here at Living Well with Lipedema invite you now to begin to befriend yourself. The model I have used is to put aside for now your adult ideas of friendship and go back to your kindergarten days. How did you strike up friendships in early childhood? You saw someone who intrigued you, and you sidled up to them, saw what they were doing, digging in the sandpit, swinging on a swing, sitting on a park bench, and you engaged in what psychologists call parallel play. You consciously did what they were doing. That was the start of befriending. Today, I welcome you to engage in parallel play with yourself. Take a little time out every day, out of curiosity, to sidle up to yourself, see what you're doing, appreciate it, and just hang out with yourself. It only takes a few minutes a day, but it will be the start of a beautiful friendship forever. In upcoming flash briefings, I will explore with you befriending your body, befriending your mind, befriending your intuition, and befriending your spirit.
Brenda, that was just stunning and such a lovely, lovely way to start the day. So thank you so much. And thank you all for listening. Be sure to subscribe to our flash briefings, Living Well with Lipedema. You can find information on lipedema-simplified.org/flash. Along with information about our coaching and about our membership group, the Lipedema Tribe Community. And just know, you don't have to do this alone. You are not alone. Have a wonderful day, and thank you.